Hey, welcome back to the Ryan Ragone Show on Believe Network and Draft Network. We're at Golden Touch Cuts on the University of Miami campus with, as you see, none other than, you know, All-American number 5, Cameron Kitchens. Yes, sir. Cameron Sit Right Kitchens.
Inside joke.
Yeah, they don't get it. Not a lot of people get that or have that. but I mean, I'm glad to, you know, get you on here. I was trying to get you on here for a while. Mm-hmm. We had during the summer, the little day in the life of Cam Kitchens.
Yes, sir.
That was actually pretty cool, you know, to do. You're one of the, like, funniest guys. You're probably number 2 on the team, I would
say. Who number 1?
What do you think? Come on now. You know who number 1 is. I mean, I got to be number 1. You're number 2, you know, funniest guys on the team. But, you know, these past couple weeks, really, you know, this whole season, I mean, you've been having a remarkable season, but you've really, really shown out in the past couple weeks. I mean, a 3-interception game, should have had 4.
Yeah, posted.
Should have had 4. Yeah. Dropped one right in your hands, you know, but we're not going to speak on that. But last week you had, what, 12 total tackles, 13 total tackles, mm-hmm. two pass deflections, something like that. I mean, just being dominant. So, you know, I wanted to just, you know, get you on here, get to talk, you know, hear your story. You know, I know you're from Miami and things like that.
Yeah.
Just being brought up, you know, Miami raised, playing for the University of Miami. So, you know, let's go ahead and, you know, get into that. You know, tell me where you're from, where you, you know, grew up.
From Liberty City, Florida, Miami, Florida. Got, what, 5 younger siblings, 3 little brothers, 2 little sisters. Grew up in, what, two-bedroom house, 1 bath. Pretty small, you know. Ain't really grow up with much, but at the same time, we ain't, like, have nothing at the same time. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll stay able to have, you know, shoes every now and then. Still had the games.
Didn't have a lot, but everything you want, like, needed.
Yeah, made sure we was good, you know. Played at, I don't know if you know, it's called Miami Northwest Boys and Girls Club. That's where we play Optimus at. Played mm-hmm. with, like, Romello. You know, players like that.
Like your little league teams
and
stuff?
Yeah, little league. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then, went to high school at Miami Northwestern. Shoot, people ain't even, because coming out of youth football, you know, like down here, it's pretty big.
Really?
So they kind of like, they take it into like recruiting like it's for college, really.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. Like, they do events with like little league teams and stuff like that. And I think it's a great thing, you know, not just for, you know, one day these kids, you know, going to be stars and make them remember, but mm-hmm. just for goals for them to reach, you know, see those things, be like, man, that's who I want to be. This is where I want to, you know, be at this level, you know. So I think that's pretty cool that they do that.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think it's starting to get a little out of hand, though.
Nah, it definitely is.
Because it's still, at the same time, it's still like, even now, it's still a kid's game. But they try to make it to more of what it is, and kids going to get all over the place.
Well, no, I think it's really like, gone way too far, especially like with the 7-on-7 stuff. Like, I mean, these people are insane. They talk about 7-on-7
like
more than like
football.
Yeah, like more than high school football. Like, you hear people argue, oh, my 7-on-7 team did this, my 7-on-7 team had that. Like, okay,
that ain't real football.
No,
yeah.
That ain't real football at all.
Nah, but the only reason I like 7-on-7, it was because, you know, shoot, I didn't really travel a lot, so that was a good way to travel.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you didn't have to really pay for nothing. It was cool. But ain't nothing tops real football, tackle football, 11-on-11 with pads on. Yeah, I get what you're saying. They did get a little big-headed with the 7-on. Yeah. They all did. But, yeah, then went to high school, nobody really knew my name. At first, I played running back all my life. Like, I never played no safety.
Really?
Yeah. In youth, I played running back, quarterback, receiver. And like D in a linebacker, like I didn't even dream about playing on safety. I thought I was gonna be like Christian McCaffrey or Reggie Bush.
Toting the rock.
Yeah. But when I got to high school, just had to sit down. Like, at first, to be honest, I didn't even want to play football. I want to play basketball.
Come on, man. But I'm glad they had a sit down with you, but come on.
My
man.
Dad had a sit down with me. He was like, to be honest, bro, first of all, you're not growing over. No way, 6 feet. And he was like, you're not that good either. So it's not gonna work
out. Your shot is broke.
Yeah,
you cannot shoot at all. You cannot shoot, son. you shooting like 10%.
Like, yeah. And then he had to really tell me, he was like, man, like, only reason you good in basketball and people want you on their team because you're not playing good defense.
Yeah.
Like, you wasn't scoring no points. Like, think about it. I was probably scoring like 2 points a game. But thing was, I was getting a bunch of steals, a bunch of assists, you know. I'm thinking I was pretty good because everybody wanted me on their team. But then, yeah, he was like, yeah, you can't play football. You gotta play football. Can't play basketball.
Yeah.
So now after, I had to sit down with my uncle. At the time, he was the OC at the West. And he told me, he was like, bro, to be honest, when you think about it, it's only one or two running backs on the field at one time. It's probably five or six DBs on the field.
Yeah.
So he was like, you probably don't play, you never played a position before, but you have blood enough to play it. So then ever since that, been playing safety and been doing good shit for me.
How was it? Like, it was just came natural to you? Like,
honestly, it didn't at first. It just took a lot of hard work. Like, of course, my uncle, as soon as he told me that, he made it his business to teach me everything about the position.
Yeah.
So then when I went to the West, it was kind of like we had, I don't know if you know him, but his name Deval Wilson. He was probably like a 4-star corner at the time.
Uh-huh.
Went to Georgia, now he's at UCF. And then I had another corner named Rashad Wild Goose. I think he plays for the Jets right now. So I had them two to kind of look up with, and they kind of like helped me mold into what I am now. So, yeah, and it was kind of like sitting behind them. You know, we won states that year, stuff like that. And then next year I had filling the shoes.
You know, speaking about the West real quick, just because, you know, I always talk about high school football. Miami, Northwestern, and Central played last week. You got any comments on that?
Durock, you played, bro. You were supposed to you dropped the ball.
I did see that.
He dropped the ball.
I did see that.
Last drive, like. But it was crazy because I was telling all my dogs that when a cent, history repeats itself.
Yeah.
So, like, when I was a sophomore in high school, we was 5-5. We barely made the playoffs.
And
beginning of the year, Central, like, beat us by, like, probably, like, 30.
Uh-huh.
So, we went into that game, and we had, like, Sam Brooks. Sam Brooks was, like, the star player on our team at that time. And first play, he had none, scored a touchdown. And we ended up beating them and then winning states that year. So now I'm like, shoot, it might happen this year. Like, because that's how everything, like, starting to play out. Uh-huh. Like, they 5-5, barely making it to the playoffs. Yeah. You know, Central, they undefeated right now. Mm-hmm. But last time, they lost one game. So it was probably like, shoot, they probably big-headed. You know, we just beat these people by, like, 30. They ain't going to really come play. And then you just sneak up and win. That's what I thought it was going to be. They almost had them, but.
They're also, so it was at Traspile Stadium. You know, they say it's the Mecca, you know, and all this and that. I'm not going to lie, I kind of went off on Saturday. In the breakfast, because, you know, y'all talk about Miami Northwestern, Central, how big of a game it is, and they talk about Traspile Stadium, the Mecca of football down here. And there's a video during that game, and they look around. Man, y'all's stands wasn't even packed all the way out.
Well,
and that stadium ain't even that big.
It's not that big. And the reason it wasn't packed is because Miami Northwestern is 5-5.
Still, it's a playoff game. It's Northwestern versus Central. Like,
right. You can say that all you want, but at the same time, the thing was, they 5-5, they undefeated. So it was like,
my team was awful in high school, but we made the playoffs. There was a couple thousand people at least, like in the stands. Talk about Miami football down here. It's different.
It is.
Nah, come on now.
It is.
That Texas football. Tops all that.
You can have a debate about that all you want. All Texas got to me is O-line and D-line. To me, and quarterbacks.
Yeah, I was about to say, what about the Qs? Y'all do have, you know, some good quarterbacks.
Nah, we're not. Nah, we're gonna top y'all, of course. Nah,
don't top us, but y'all got some, you know, obviously Lamar and then Teddy, you know, a couple other guys. But, like, yeah, we got quarterbacks for sure.
Yeah.
But not. And, then, I mean, just the whole atmosphere down there.
Texas is, yeah. I don't know why Miami won't catch up with it. Like, as far as what they buy into it being like a powerhouse, like,
bro,
Texas high school football is like college. Like,
yeah. But the stadiums out there, you know, people show up, like.
The coaches get paid a lot, too. Bro, our coaches get paid as teachers.
And our coaches, so, like, the OC and DC, they don't even, teach a class. They just coach.
Yeah.
And my head coach, I remember my senior year of high school, they're safe. Paid, you know, employees, so you could look up their salary.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, came out, bro, we were awful. My coach made, like, $110,000 that year. $110,000. We were awful.
That's crazy.
We were bad. Like, yeah, they getting paid out there in Texas, too.
Dang.
Yeah, so I mean, and some people were telling me like, oh, they get paid like an extra $3,000 during the season. Yeah. Like nothing.
Nothing.
They just get the base like teacher salary pay and then they add like $3,000 on top. I'm like,
that's the thing. That's the difference. We kind of do it out of the love.
It's really out of the love of the game.
For real.
Really, there ain't nothing to it. Nothing. So I will give y'all that. But no, so in high school, you know, playing at Miami Northwestern, what was the biggest game you played in?
It was either Miami versus Central or probably we played IMG.
What was your best game?
My best game? I don't know.
You never had a game that like just stood out to you?
Nah, because it wasn't no game like I really just like super went off. You get what I'm saying? Because every game was like, I always knew I was probably going to catch a pick every game.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Cardinal Gibbons, I had 2 interceptions. But I think my most memorable game is when we played South Dade. We lost the game probably at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. It was my sophomore year. And I didn't have no offers. I got my first offer that night. I had probably like 7 tackles.
Who offered you?
Kent State. And Miami was there too, but they ain't offered me.
Oh, okay.
It was crazy. We played against Frank then. Frank probably scored, I think, once. But then that game, I knocked somebody's helmet off. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just crazy. And it was like probably one of my first games actually playing.
So when the ball started getting rolling on recruiting for you?
It was really sophomore year, probably at the end of it. Yeah, I started coming along. You know,
what
I
was your first Power 5 offer?
Probably have to say, who was it? Probably Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, it was probably Nebraska.
Yeah. Were you just straight a Miami guy, like from the jump?
That's the thing. I was always a Miami guy, but it was at some point Miami ain't want me.
Uh huh.
It was more like, because to be honest, the only reason I even got the Miami offer was because of LaMelo and Khalil.
Yeah.
And Coach DVD, of course. Because he like real tight with my family. Mm-hmm. But he was the only one really fighting for me. Like the rest of the coaches, they was like, we don't know about this guy so much.
Well, I'm not going to lie, you could ask a bunch of people like around here. When you first got here, like you was always in the film room, always studying, like always trying to learn. I'm like, man, this is like, we'd come in and you'd be on your own, like just doing work, like on the field, like running, doing stuff. I'm like, man, this kid's gonna be good. And, you know, obviously they would talk about, you know, safeties and this and that. And I always had, always put you at the top of my list, like always, just because your work, you know, your work ethic. Cause you always saw you like on the field or in the film room, like always, always, always. Like there wasn't like a question about it, like if you were gonna work hard.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hard work beats talent every time. And you
every have time.
Too, though. So it, like, it even tops that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But no, that's actually crazy to me to hear that. You know, they weren't really sure about it. But you here now, so it don't even matter. But coming in, like, how was it for you? Because your freshman year was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then you ended up starting, you know, had a good season too. Like, so how was that?
It was one of those things. It was crazy because always coming in to college, I wouldn't say I was downplaying myself, but at the same time, I was like, you know, it ain't too bad to redshirt. Or it ain't too bad to redshirt. Like,
yeah.
It ain't too bad to sit out a year, you know, see how the flow of the game going, stuff like that. Especially when you have Bubba and Amari Carter and Gerber.
Yeah.
Those guys here, it was more of like, okay, they probably gonna leave after this year, so let me sit behind them, like learn after them. But then when I got here, you know, played spring ball, the game didn't slow down for me, but I noticed it ain't that hard.
Nah,
it's just football.
Like, literally.
So then started getting the film real coach shoot, seeing how the game go, looking at other guys' mistakes and seeing how I can like be better off of those. And then by the time fall camp came, I probably had like 4 or 5 more interceptions than the next guy in fall camp.
Uh-huh.
And when I seen that, and that was against like, of course I didn't pick up, I probably picked up Derek like 1 time or something.
Yeah.
But picking up like TBD and Jake,
yeah,
it gives you confidence. I'm like, man, I think those guys are pretty good at quarterback. Yeah. So I think I could do this in the game. So then after that, and then, shoot, Alabama game came around. I got put in the game, and I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Literally, them 2 weeks we had to prepare, I didn't even practice. Because I was on concussion protocol
uh-huh.
from the scrimmage. So And just to be thrown in the game and seeing I actually like stood my ground, forced the fumble.
Yeah.
It was just amazing to see. Then yeah.
What was your first start?
First start was against, who was it against? I think, nah, that wasn't my, probably, I can't remember. It was probably, I don't know.
That's crazy. You don't even remember your first start.
No, that is crazy. Because it was a lot of games. Like,
you played a lot. So, I mean, it wasn't like that was such a big deal. Because you were already playing tons of reps, even though you weren't a starter. You know?
But it's probably VTech.
Okay. Really? Dang.
Because VTech was later in the year, too.
Yeah, that was later in the year.
Yeah, or probably a game before that. But I kind of remember, like, North Carolina them games. We was kind of, like, rotating with Bubba and Gervin.
Yeah.
And then after Bubba had done, like, got out because his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's when we started. That's when I started starting.
So tell me, what was that experience like for you last year? And then how did it help you coming into this year?
What, playing behind those guys?
Well, not just your experience, like getting in like, the entire year. Yeah, just going in, playing a lot.
It was just a blessing.
Like, yeah.
Because most of the time, I think people struggle with, like, I guess you being a guy in high school and stuff like that and going to the next level. And you're not getting, most of the time, you get what you deserve. But sometimes people, you know, they feel like, oh, I ain't getting enough play time and I'm working my ass off.
Yeah.
So I think it was a pretty great experience. And it just to show you, like you said, like hard work beat out talent sometimes.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I'm working. I'm just seeing the stuff I do pay off. And it was like, you probably don't see the other guys in there as much. So it was like, I was starting to notice that. And I was like, shit, I got to put more in.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when I do extra, it's like it's paying off on the back end. Mm-hmm. So. It was just great to see, like, the stuff my uncle say or my parents say all the time, like, put in the extra work, you know, what's in the dark going to come to the light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this year, I mean, obviously, it hasn't gone the way we wanted it to go, you know, but it's a learning experience, you know.
Yeah.
And it's something, you know, you may never know. You might needed it to become a better player, to become a better team, things like that. So we'll see where it goes. But how has this experience this year been for you? You know, being the guy all year and just, like, you know, stepping up in a lot of ways, like, for the team. And just, you know, your relentless effort, just, you know, nose to the ball every play. Like, you've had ups and downs this season, but it's mostly been ups. You know, how has that been for you?
Been very good, you know. Got to take every lesson how it comes.
Yeah.
And it, just like you said, the year hasn't gone any way how we shaped it to be. But the thing was, it was just like with Coach Cristobal, just basically just buying in.
Yeah.
Whatever he say, we got to try to do it to the best of our ability. And it's like, every game ain't go how we wanted to go, because it was some pretty close games. We should have pulled out, and we didn't. But it was just, as the year went on, it just, those little things start to make most sense. And the little things start to actually contribute to us winning some games, like some meaningful games too. So I think that was the biggest thing with this year. It just, shoot, you got to just knuckle up and just go with the punches. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
So, tell me, you know, before I ask the last question, what's something that, like, motivates you? What drives you?
My family.
Mm-hmm.
And other than my family, I just love football, you know. I can sit and watch football.
Bro, I could tell you love the game.
Yeah.
And, you know, one problem that I see, and I don't mean to – make it seem like a bad thing or nothing. There's a lot of people out there like this. There's probably a lot like this all around the country, you know, mm-hmm. if you really ask about it. But not a lot of guys, like, truly love football and, like, actually just watch football plainly. Like, like NFL is on, like, just watching it because you enjoy the game. Like, you love the game of football, so you watch it. Or, like, Saturday, you know, our game, like, we're not even, you know, about to play yet. We're not warming up yet. Like, just watching football in the hotel. Nobody really does that.
Mm-hmm.
No, like, there's a lot of people that don't really love the game truly. And I think to be a great player and a great team, you got to have a lot of guys that truly, truly love the game.
Yeah.
Not just, you know, for what it, you know,
brings,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just play it all because, oh, I'm good at it, so might as well play it.
Yeah.
You know, I think the more guys we get that truly love the game, even if it, you know, you do love the things that it brings, at least, you know, you're going to work a little harder before that, not just guys that, oh, I play it just because I'm, you know, I'm good at it. My mama wants me to.
That's the thing, though. Like, when you got guys that's like, okay, I just want to play it just because or stuff like that, it's easy to break them.
Easy.
Like, when they feel like, man, I can't do this no more, they ain't going to have something in the back of their head talking about, well, I got to do this for somebody.
No, they're just going to be gone.
Yeah, they're going to just, mm-hmm. It's okay. I can just do something else.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't like that for me. Uh-uh. When it get hard, it's like, it don't get hard, really. Yeah. It's like, if it's work, it's work.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing to do that's going to kill us that we doing out there. So
with that, you know, at the end of every episode, I ask people, you know, if there's a piece of advice you could give to somebody, you know, what would it be?
Really just work hard. Like you've been saying, and I've been saying the whole day, like, you got to work hard for what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, what's done in the dark going to come to the light. And I think that's so true. Like, as many times, I mean, of course, Cristobal speak about it all the time, about him seeing me watching film late at night while he leaving. Like, I never knew he was going to pop in one day into the DB room and see me in there. It was just something like, I just do it every day just because I ain't doing it for nobody else. I'm doing it for self.
Yeah.
So I could be better. And it just so happened that they just come in. Mm-hmm. So that's really all. Just if you love it, then shoot, show why you love it.
Yeah. Nah, I like that. Well, I will say one last thing. And this is just me personally. If somehow, some way, they don't put you as an All-American this year, I don't know what else you could do. I'm just going to say that. You don't have to comment on it, but I don't know what else you could do at this point. Like, we'll just see what happens. But, hey, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to see the last game of the season.
Yes, sir.
All right, now.